Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us for the conclusion of a great interview with fabulous woman of God, Marina Carrier. If you missed any of the prior interview, you need to go back and catch up. Her story is one of tragedy, heartbreak, betrayal, but she persevered through it all and is now serving the Most High God in ways that we can't even fathom. And her story is so inspiring. You need to be sure you catch up with us because we're jumping into the conclusion of today's interview with her. And we just don't have time to go back and cover her backstory. Amen. So jump down into the show notes, click the links for her books and all that. But here we go for the conclusion of an absolutely marvelous interview with Marina Carrier. Fast forward a few more years and you're now married, you had an adopted child, and you received a scholarship to go back and get your PhD.
I know. Absolutely. Unbelievable. Oh, God. Because I didn't apply for the PhD.
Amen.
Yeah. I was just, I'd done a master's degree because somebody said, look, if you want to go on, you know, and apply for headships, you need a degree. So, you know, you better go and get one. So they only at all suitable thing, and I had got advanced diplomas, so I was able to apply for the master's degree. And at the end of that, I knew that they really liked the dissertation that I'd done. Although I'm going to share something that somebody said about the dissertation: how can something so good be so boring? And this is the this is the reality of my life and my thinking. There was no heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Great intellectual whatever, but no heart. This is why God needed to bring me back, you know, and give me his body and blood. But anyway, so I mean, that's what I did, the PhD, and for 3 years on a scholarship, and got it after 4 years, and the department just kept giving me work to do until I moved on to higher education for teacher training. So, and that's where I you know, really reached breaking point, because I'd left my husband, and my son had stayed behind because he was out of control. I mean, it was a nightmare time, nightmare.
Yeah, you said that after living in denial all those years, it started catching up with you. And
absolutely.
And mental exhaustion and your marriage fell apart. What is that what led you through the what you call the dark night of the soul? Can you share a little bit about that?
I couldn't have done it without Christ. I mean, when the man I was living with, who'd been the one who helped me through the PhD, when he said he didn't want to marry me, I just knew I couldn't live in that situation anymore. And I was crying on the bed, and I heard my name, and I didn't immediately think, oh, there's God, but something in me was comforted. And then I started seeing things happen that I hadn't made happen, because I lived with the lie that I had to do everything. I had to, you know, make things happen. And it's not true, of course. And but we do have to be able to let go of it in order to get to the heart again. So basically, I started wanting to thank this thing. Honestly, God was not a word in my vocabulary at that time. And but I wanted to thank this thing, because, of course, I had been baptized and I was sealed with the Holy Spirit. So there was a righteousness in me. And which is where all my teaching and work came from. But in wanting to thank this thing, the only thing I knew what to do was to go to a church. So
Amen.
that after many years, I went back to a church and eventually went to, started in one in the village I was living in, and then heard about another one in the next town. Because I really tried with the one I went to, but I just couldn't identify with their with the narrowness of thinking, I think. I
Yeah.
mean, listen, I'm not saying I was right, but that's how God led me on.
Yeah.
So I the church I went to, which is where I was able to give my life to Christ,
Yeah.
because at that time I had no self-respect, no love in me, nothing to uphold me. I was so empty.
Yeah,
But of course,
some people, they get a little preoccupied, I guess, about, well, my grandparents went to this church, my parents went to this church, and I feel like I should stay at this church and all. But we are called, we as a body of Christ, we are the church.
yeah.
And Jesus said, we are building the church. And when you're building a church, I mean, you have the foundation, you have the walls, the structure, the framing, the windows, the plumbing, the electrical, the roofing, the wind, all the painting, everything and stuff. You don't hire a roofer to do the electrical work, and you
No.
don't hire a painter to do the foundation. Each person has their place in the body to build the church. And as I tell people, if you don't feel comfortable at the church you're at, you're in the wrong church. You may be a plumber at an electrician's church and they're speaking all the electrical jargon and you don't have any clue. It sounds good, I don't know what it means. You need to get into a plumber's church. And
Yeah.
all of a sudden it just clicks. Man, I understand everything they're saying here.
It's
And
true. And and the deeper you go, the more you understand everyone.
yeah.
And the
And
more you don't necessarily fit anywhere.
that's right. But yeah, if you're, I relate because I did the same thing. I was, church to church to church to church. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, I'm home. This, you know,
Yeah, but
this,
then
this
this
is
is where your
home.
purpose is,
Yeah. Amen.
yeah.
Amen.
So I mean, I went to this other evangelical charismatic church where I was immediately seeped in the word by the pastor, was receiving the gifts of the Spirit, and then was giving. I mean, God immediately. I didn't realize how much I'd lived for him in education. I understand now, but he was on the Sunday evening service at this church. They would have a listening time, and I'm honestly almost straight away, God was giving me that horrible feeling that you get that you're going to have to speak, and was teaching me to listen and to speak
Yeah.
right
Amen.
from from the start. So he was building me in grace,
Yeah.
even when I was totally broken.
Amen.
It was awesome.
Amen. Tell us what the mystery of the inner world is, which you talk about.
Well, I wrote a song. I didn't write. The Holy Spirit came through me. I'm just hoping I've got something in front of me here, which I don't think I have. Right, I will try and remember it. In being led from slavery, my God, it seems I do not live, but I find an inner bravery the world can never give. Now, you will recognize all the first lines as promises to the Jews. In the cloud in desert waste, my God, it seems I'll die of thirst. But I find the living water based, the heart that did not trust. In the shadow of your wing, my God, life seems very dark. But I find the light that praises bring, and I hear your call apart. In the palm of your hand, my God, it seems I cannot move, but I discover inner land your love and grace to prove.
Beautiful.
In the quieting of your love, my God, I sense emptiness, and yet I find the oh so gentle dove fills me with bounteousness. And I can't remember, and I can't remember if this is the last line or not. There's the apple of your eye, my God. It seems my heart will burst. But something about my soul, I will never thirst.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. That was
And then
beautiful.
the chorus, I'm going to sing you the chorus.
Okay.
Oh, glory to God the Father, and praise to Christ the Son. In the life of the Holy Spirit, my heart will ever sing. It should have been Christ the King. My heart will ever sing.
Amen. Amen. Well, in the few minutes we have left, share with us briefly about your book. So you wrote a trilogy. Now, was this the goal when you started, or did it just kind of end up that way?
It ended up that way.
Okay.
My life went pear-shaped. I'd been told to go and write with Saint Theophan and took no notice. I wanted to do the active thing that I knew how to do. So I went because, anyway, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but I went where there was a possibility that I had been involved in. Of a monastery because I wanted to be a nun. And I thought that was a promise. Anyway, it went pear-shaped. I was told by an abbess of a monastery in France that I used to go to, still go to, that I should get out. It wasn't doing me any good. So I got out, but then all my ordered life, and I'd had a prophecy about this, was made disordered. So I was led by God eventually to this tiny hermitage to listen to my pain. And I'd had various prophetic words about this. So I listened, I went to this place and I wrote for 9 months. I had a blessing from a monastery and blah, 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 various people. And I listened within. I listened deep within my soul. And I wrote, and there are many amazing things. But it was all coming out in poetry. And then God was speaking to me, sometimes in answer to what I was saying, sometimes prompting what I was saying. And it was a very intimate, very painful time. And yet it just gave me such courage and such grace and
Amen.
such wisdom. All right. And
Yeah.
then, cutting a long story short, I knew I had to follow on and be obedient. So that's where your will be done comes from. And I started in one place, just doing a very practical task for the Lord, and then was moved to a parish. I worked for 7 years in a parish. And these books came out of COVID because I
Okay.
was given a blessing to by an archbishop to do a ministry for women. And then COVID came, so I couldn't do anything. So I had to learn how to go online, where my online stuff comes from. But I was also finally couldn't go and do all the stuff that everybody else wanted me to do. And I was in my room and I was been praying about all these journals I had from 30 years back, or 20 years at that time. And so the first book was born out of the journals of the time in the hermitage.
Yeah,
And
amen.
that came to actually when I'd moved away from this place back to Scotland. back to, moved from the parish back to Scotland. That was when it finally came into being as a book. And I'd been running away from it, really. And because, when you're abused, the best thing to do is just hide. And, it doesn't matter now. I don't care. I don't care because I know God will stop anything. I mean, I sleep with a psalm every night. He puts me to bed with the psalm.
Amen. Same one or just different one?
No different ones.
Amen. Yeah.
And
Amen.
so sometimes it's sort of, I know that he's going to bring something up because it's not necessarily the words of little foxes, but it's saying, there are things that are troubling and blah 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 blah. And then he'll bring something up. So I still, get memories or attack from things that are hidden.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
anybody who says that they're fully there, maybe they're
Yeah.
not praying anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because I mean I tell people all the time that when I was growing up, I didn't get born again until I was 33. And my life prior to that, if you'd have looked in the dictionary, if you'd have looked up the word heathen, had my picture next to it, you
Yeah.
know. But God, let's just leave it like that. But are these books independent of each other, or should they be read in sequence, or how
They
do
can be read independently because there's a foretaste and an aftertaste sort of thing. But
you?
I think they're probably better read in sequence because, in a sense, it's like the purification leads us to wanting to do God's will. I mean, we can do it by law, but when he leads us by heart to do his will, it's something different because we know we can't do it,
Yeah,
but still
exactly.
we're being asked, and when we're being obedient to a situation which is actually very difficult and not necessarily leading us doing what God wants us to do, we're still trying to find that whilst we're still having to serve, somebody wanting this, that, and the other at a different level. So it's in all of them, I've been encouraged to refer back to the reader all the time,
Yeah, amen.
because it really is for people who have been confused by their own inner world and afraid of their inner world, because we have got anger, we have got brokenness. We have got need, but God will provide for all of them. And I do want to tell
Yes.
you a very brief story. When I was
Okay.
in this place, working full time, I couldn't even be ill because I was having to get up early to make undo doors and, all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, it was very interesting. But I realized it, it re really was hard. And one day I just longed for a holiday, but I had to go across the church. I went across the church, and I think it was on the way to the church, because my iconography studio was in the church for some time. And there was a flower, and this flower that just drew me into itself. And I felt the love of God. I don't know what does purifying, clarifying, electrifying, enabling, ennobling, strengthening, and giving me a fortnight's holiday. And I didn't think anything about it because I then went on and did what I had to do and then came back. And I got back in my room and I just felt totally refreshed.
Amen. 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 So praise God. How can someone obtain your books? I take it they're on Amazon, correct?
They are on Amazon, and
Okay.
I think you've got the Amazon links.
Yep.
Yeah, I
Amen.
mean, from America, you can get them from bookstores, I think, via
Okay.
Ingram Sparks.
Amen. Amen.
So I think, I'm not sure whether I've given you the
That's
ISBN.
yeah. Amazon is great. You know, we'll just put the
Right,
links there.
okay.
Amen. Tell
Yeah.
us about your website, overcoming.live. That's an awesome name. Praise
Well,
God.
that
What will someone find when they visit your website?
well, the first thing they'll see is an invitation. If they've suffered and haven't got faith, they will see an invitation to send for free series of 12 videos, just showing God's love, God's invitation, God's truth, to bring us back to Christ. And I mean, the day I gave my life to Christ, you know, I was doing all sorts of writing and things at that time, even then, and it was just like a door with light shining through. And I used to talk about my live-in lover at that time, and it was exactly like that. I mean, we had a long honeymoon period, and then that, you know, I had to start working a little bit more and become more mature. You know, he had to take me into darker places to bring healing. But that's what he does, you know.
Amen. Amen. Maria, this has been so interesting. God bless you for the work that you've been doing and continue to do even now. You know, abuse, neglect, all of these things are such terrible tragedies, but we know that all of it's from the devil. But your work to bring the light of God on these topics, I mean, the platform you use on your website, through the books, all of it is so awesome as you're being led by God to step by step. I mean, and this work is so commendable, and I just appreciate everything that you're doing. If someone has a question for you, or they'd like more information, or maybe even someone would like to invite you to do an interview such as this, how can they do that? How can someone get in touch with you?
Well, is my web is my email on your
You can go ahead and give it to us.
well, I'm going to give you a different one. It's
Okay.
marinax7
Okay.
at btinternet.com.
Okay.
It's a
All
very
right.
old webmail email, but it's been very reliable. But
Amen.
also on my Facebook profile,
Okay.
or you know, befriend me,
Okay.
and on and on it's on my profile that you would find details about my what I call my lifter program, Life in Faith Trusts,
Amen.
Eternally
Amen.
Rejoicing. That's the lifter.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all this in the show notes below. Praise God.
Okay, my love. Well, thank you
Folks,
very much.
I believe the Holy Spirit had you listening today for a reason. I mean, he preordained that you'd be listening to Marina Carrier right now. Amen. Do not let this opportunity pass you by without you taking some type of action. It was meant for you to be listening to Marina and I on this interview right now. So just drop down in the show notes below, reach out to Marina Carrier right now while you're thinking about it. Click the links below and be sure to order her books right now as well. Just click the links and get these into your hands as soon as possible. Just don't read them. Read them and then share them. Amen. Be a sower for the kingdom of God. Praise God. Marina, thank you for taking the time to come join us today. I do appreciate all you're doing for the kingdom.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Marina Carrier and myself, this Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.